Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
Contents of this podcast does not represent the opinions of others and is solely the opinions of Harv Aronson based on his experience, knowledge, and research. Welcome to the Total Sports Recall, your source for sports news and topics from a different angle. And now here's your host, Harv Aronson.
Welcome to Total Sports Recall and a special edition podcast. I'm Harv Aronson, your host, and in this episode, I'll look at 10 movies that are based on true stories, but only films that will make you cry, get choked up, or give you the inspiration to want to stand up and cheer or applaud. Before we get to this special edition, I'd like to mention that my NFL predictions have moved to my website, which you can find at totalsportsrecall.com. Again, that's totalsportsrecall.com. The website will have my Sunday night weekend wrap-up as well as the NFL picks. Now, for this special edition, I call this list emotional movies. Keep in mind, these are all true stories. If not one of these 10 movies either make you cry, bring a tear to your eye, get you choked up, or make you want to stand up and cheer, then you better check your pulse. You may not be human if these movies did not move you emotionally in any way. There is also an accompanying video on my YouTube channel, which goes by the same name, Total Sports Recall. So check that out because it does list these same movies with some highlights, the trailers, and the movie official movie posters. So you'll want to see that. I will begin my list with my number 10 and work my way up to number one, the number one choice for a movie that caused my emotions to flare up. At number 10, we have the movie Fear Strikes Out. This movie documents the nervous breakdown experienced by former Major League Baseball player and Boston Red Sox outfielder Jimmy Pearsall. Some will argue the film is not entirely accurate, but the acting is well played out. Pearsall was quite the character in real life, to the point on his 100th career home run, he ran the bases backwards, not from home to third to second, etc. Rather, he trotted around the bases as you would on a normal home run, but did so running backwards. Carl Malden plays the part of Pearsall's father, who puts heavy pressure on him to succeed in America's national pastime. And from the movie Psycho comes Anthony Perkins, who plays Jimmy Pearsall. Pearsall's breakdown in the film will leave you bewildered. At number 9, I have Something for Joey. This is the true story of Penn State University running back John Cappelletti and his race to win the Heisman Trophy in 1973. The focus of the movie is not about Cappelletti winning the award, but Cappelletti's struggle to cope with his younger brother who is dying from leukemia and then finally succumbs to it after Cappelletti was presented the Heisman. At his trophy presentation, Cappelletti dedicates his hardware in part to his dying brother, and the movie portrayal of the speech does not do justice for the actual speech, but still hearing Mark Singer recreate Cappelletti's speech is so powerful and emotional, but also touching and so very sad. For sadness, this one rivals the movie Brian's Song. Actor Jeff Linus plays the part of younger brother Joey. Actor Paul Pacerni appears in the film playing the legendary Joe Paterno. At number 8, I have Hoosiers. And on this list, we have our first feel-good story, an underdog tale of a small school with an excellent basketball team beating the odds and rising to the state title for the state of Indiana. Some great actors in this movie from Gene Hackman as the head coach, Norman Dale, Barbara Hershey, and an absolute Oscar-worthy performance from Dennis Hopper. At number 7, Cinderella Man. If you are a boxing fan, then this movie is a must-see. The true story of James Braddock, James J. Braddock, to be exact, and his historic comeback to fight for the World Heavyweight Championship. This film is an excellent character study of a man who finds himself in hard times and struggling, but manages to work his way to a title fight. What you will get from this film is a look at the grittiness of the sport of professional boxing from that era. In his era, Braddock was a part of the sport that was highly popular. Russell Crowe plays Braddock in the movie with Renee Zellweger as his wife. Craig Berko plays the champion, Max Baer, and in this flick are Paul Giamatti, Bruce McGill, who you might remember from Animal House, and little Ariel Waller. Number 6, Miracle. I have no idea how old anyone listening to this podcast is, but in 1980, Americans everywhere had a day in the sun when the United States hockey team pulled off one of the biggest upsets in the history of any sport, and when the country's national hockey team defeated the heavily favored Russian national team in the Winter Olympic Games. The date was February 22nd, 1980, and who could forget Al Michaels' call of the final minute of the game. The Americans won 4-3, then completed the ultimate goal of winning a gold medal by beating Finland 4-2 in the gold medal game. The best part? It happened on our home turf in Lake Placid, New York. The coach of that American team was the late Herb Brooks, played by the excellent actor Kurt Russell. Star player Craig Patrick was played by Noah Emmerich, and the goalie Jim Craig by Eddie Cahill. In real life, the Russian team was vilified by their countrymen for losing to what was thought to be an inferior team made up of a bunch of college hockey players. This movie will get you to stand up and applaud and give you a sense of pride to be an American. If it doesn't do that to you, then you must not be an American. Sadly, Herb Brooks lost his life in a single car accident in 2003 as he was not wearing a seatbelt and was thought to have fallen asleep at the wheel. Number 5, We Are Marshall. Another tearjerker movie which recalls the tragedy Marshall University endured on November 14, 1970. Their entire football team died in a plane crash, returning from a game they lost to East Carolina University 17-14. The players, coaches, team doctors, and the school's athletic director, as well as 25 team boosters, all perished in the heart-wrenching tragedy. Eerily enough, just over a month prior to this event, another plane crash took the lives of 31 football players from Wichita State University. This movie, while sad, ends with a sense of pride as the Marshall team was rebuilt and once again competed and went on to much success. At number 4, Pride of the Yankees. The story of Lou Gehrig is a tragic one. The former New York Yankees player is one of the greatest ball players ever, but his illness of amyotrophic lateral sclerosis that took his life is now commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease. It's incurable and terminal. I had a boyhood friend who lost his father to ALS in a matter of about 6 months. Before Gehrig passed away, the Yankees held a Lou Gehrig Day, and Gehrig gave one of the most memorable speeches in the history of sports. As there will be an accompanying video to this podcast on my YouTube channel that will include his speech in the movie, if you have never seen it or not familiar with Lou Gehrig, knowing he would die soon after the speech, listening to the speech will touch your heart. Legendary actor Gary Cooper did a marvelous job of portraying Gehrig, as did Teresa Wright as his wife. One of the best parts of the movie, Babe Ruth, the legendary Babe Ruth, portrays himself. If you love baseball, don't miss this one. Number 3, Remember the Titans. This movie is absolutely a rah-rah film that mixes humorous scenes with messages about racism, friendship, camaraderie, lessons in life, and becoming a winner. Denzel Washington, as he always does, being a great actor he is, did a fantastic job in portraying the real-life coach, Herman Boone. This is absolutely one of my all-time favorite movies, and by leaps and bounds, my choice for favorite sports movie of all time. It doesn't get to number 1 on this list because while it's a feel-good movie, it doesn't stir the emotions the way the next few movies do. We're down to 2, and number 2 is Rudy. There is nothing sad or depressing about this movie. It's all uplifting from beginning to end. What a great story to tell of Rudy Rudiger, born Daniel Eugene Rudiger on August 23rd, 1948. Sean Astin portrays him in the movie and does a magnificent job. I love Charles Dutton's role as the groundskeeper in the movie who thinks Rudy is a dreamer, but Rudy wants more than anything in the world just to stand on the sidelines as a Notre Dame player for the Fighting Irish. His dream does come true, and so it goes that he remains the only player in school history to be carried off the field following a game. Some say it's not true. Others say it did happen. The same with the turning in of the jerseys to get Rudy into a game. Regardless, the final scene will warm your heart if you love the sport of football. The bottom line of this movie is that it's another feel-good story that has no sadness, just good vibes about a small man beating the odds. A truly fun film to watch that just might leave you chanting "Rudy, Rudy" at the end of the game, as some of those actually did say on that day. And number one for me is Brian's Song. This movie was remade years after the original version of 1971 with James Caan, and it was released that year, 1971. The 2001 version is no comparison for the original that paired Billy Dee Williams with James Caan, as the two recreated the relationship between Chicago Bears running backs Brian Piccolo and the great Gale Sayers. Piccolo and Sayers were partners in the backfield of the Bears, much like my Pittsburgh Steelers had with Franco Harris and Rocky Blyer. But leukemia struck down Piccolo, and the movie will touch your heart because of the way Piccolo battled the disease and developed a close relationship with Sayers. By far, this is one of the saddest movies ever. The cast is full of star actors and actresses such as Jack Warden, Caan and Williams, Bernie Casey, and Shelley Fabre. Then there are real-life football players playing themselves, Abe Gibron, Jack Concannon, Ed Obradovich, and then footage from the actual Bears who were on the field. If your heart can take it, watch this movie. But be prepared to feel awful in the end. A good man, as Brian Piccolo was, gone way too soon. And that puts a wrap on my top 10 emotionally driven true story movies. If you feel there's a movie that belonged in this list, feel free to let me know about it, either by reaching out to me on my Twitter page using my handle at TSRHarv59. Again, that is at TSRHarv59, or by email to TotalSportsRecall@gmail.com. Again, my email is TotalSportsRecall@gmail.com. And Total Sports Recall will return next week with a new podcast of a varying topic. And we'll have interviews down the road. And over the next few months, we hope to get more interviews on this show. But I have plenty of topics that are forthcoming. So be sure to return next week for another new episode of Total Sports Recall. And again, my NFL picks you can find on my website, TotalSportsRecall.com, as well as a weekend wrap-up that will show up on Monday on the website. So for everybody out there that loves movies, be sure to check out my YouTube channel for the accompanying video that goes with this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'd love to hear comments from the listeners. So be sure to do that, and let me know of any movies that I may not have listed that belong in this list. So for Total Sports Recall, this is Harv Aronson. Until next week, everybody enjoy your week.
Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, To learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.